1st May 2012. New York. الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله I express my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He has given me this wonderful opportunity of being with you here in New York. I have been here for the last few days, but I consider this period the most important, most valuable. To be with the students of Quran. I am a simple BSc engineering graduate. I did my BSc engineering electrical degree from Hassanullah Engineering College in Dhaka in 1961. After that I worked in a power station as an electrical engineer for 2 years, 61 to 63. Then I worked for an English company, English electric company, for 6 years. After 8 years in the practical field, I joined Engineering University Dhaka as an assistant professor. BUET, Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology, is a very well-known institution in Bangladesh. I joined as an assistant professor in 1969. I retired as an assistant professor in 1995. 26 years, I have no promotion. Alhamdulillah. Because I prefer to remain with a prominent alim of Bangladesh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammadullah Hafiz Huzur, who is a renowned Khalifa, successor of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to be called Hakim ul-Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat. So he is Khalifa. Maulana Muhammadullah Hafiz Huzur, an alim of repute, very saintly person, Allah wala. After 26 years of service at Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology, I joined another institution of Muslim Ummah, OIC, Ramsey, Islamic University of Technology. I was there for another 7 years. 26 plus 7 makes 33. I retired in 2002 when my age reached 62 from IUT. But after retirement I have been teaching there as a part-time teacher for the last 10 years. You can see from 61 to 2011 is 50 years plus another year. 52 years. I've been working for dunya. Now I work on part-time basis. The day I work, I am paid. The day I don't work, I am not paid. Daily wages. What I want to press upon you is that I am not an alim. I am a worker of the world, a simple wage earner. I am still with the dunya. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this wonderful opportunity of remaining with the ulama during my spare time. I have learned to love this community of ulama. Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Hafiz Ji Huzur Ramatullah Alayhi, I will just quote a few sayings of his and a few sayings of his mentor, Hakimul Ummat Mujaddid Millat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Ram. I will narrate to you a very interesting story. I happened to be the Khadim of Hafiz Ji Huzur during 1980. I was his khadim, his servant, in Jeddah, Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. There are many interesting incidents, but this one is particularly interesting. We stayed in Makkah Sharif, performed Hajj, then went to Madinah Sharif. Usually, the Hujjaj, the pilgrims, stay there for about 8 days. We also stayed during that Hajj for 8 days. On the fourth or fifth day, as I was moving behind Hafiz Ji Huzur, he was a very saintly person, an alim of repute, an alim with amal. His lips would always move because he would recite the Quran most often. I have not tested this myself, but his closer comrades told me, his closer companions told me, he used to make a khatam in every 3 days, subhanAllah. Hafiz Ji Huzur, man of the Quran. He was moving ahead of me, I was behind him. There was a lungi on my shoulder, there was a small bag on my neck, there was a stick in my hand, his shoes. So the very scene suggests that this fellow is his khadim. The man, Urdu speaking person, I still don't know whether he was from Pakistan or from UP. Urdu is his mother tongue. He asked me, "Ye buzurg tumhara abba hai?" Madina Sharif. He asked me in Urdu, "Ye buzurg tumhara abba hai?" This elderly gentleman, this respected gentleman, is his father. Understood, he has been watching me for the last 4 or 5 days. He had to say a prayer 5 times. In Madina Sharif, people go always in the same direction. In Makkah Sharif, they come from different direction. In Madina Sharif, the passage is always the same. I said, "Ha mera ruhani abba hai." My spiritual father. Hafiz Ji went forward, looked at the watch. He saw that we were talking. He could have looked back and asked her, "What is the matter about?" But he didn't ask me. Unka kaam to yahi tha ke jab hi waqt mile bas khade ho jao. Do rakat. He used to pray very much. He started nafal prayers. I was sitting behind him, and that gentleman, Urdu speaking gentleman, I don't know his identity, whether he was from Pakistan or from Delhi or Lucknow or UP. We two sat together long time. Huzur was reciting. Don't going for ruku, standing all the time. I thought, how long shall he remain silent and sit behind me? Oh, alim. I asked him, "Aap Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi ko pehchante hain?" Maine pucha. Maksud ye tha ke if he says I know him, I will tell him this gentleman is his khalifa. If he doesn't know Ashraf Ali Thanvi, he will not be able to make any measurement. That is why I asked, "Aap Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi ko pehchante hain?" That was in 1980. 31, 32 years have passed. He almost shouted, "Kaun Musalman Maulana Thanvi ko nahi pehchanta?" You can imagine his inspiration, his conviction. कौन मुसलमान मौलाना थानवी को नहीं पहचानता? That was his comment. This comment I transfer to you. Why? Because Maulana Thanvi's quotations. I have a professor from Toronto, Dr. Mujibur Rahman. He happened to translate many of them in English. He studied them in Bangladeshi. The lectures were delivered in Urdu. They have been translated in Bangladeshi. From Bengali language, he has translated them in English. The book is yet to be published, Dr. Mujibur Rahman. I asked for his pages now, unfortunately they have not got. So the sayings of Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, they are wonderful, particularly regarding ilm and alims. One saying, quotation from his speeches, usually the ulama are not looked up, they are looked down upon. They are not given the due respect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allotted for them. They are not given the respect which Muhammad Rasulullah has asked us to give to them. Us. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi classifies the Muslims in two communities. Because one community is English educated, God fearing people. They are people like me, English educated but dressed like alims. People make mistakes, he is probably an alim, a mulvi sahab. But we are mulvis in dresses only. We don't have the ilm actually inside. So his classification is, there are two communities in the Muslims. Community number one, English educated Muslims who remain with the ulama, say their prayers, perform hajj, keep fast, etc., etc. But they are not alims. And the second one, the community of the ulama. He says, though they look alike, the first group quite often misbehaves to the second group, which is the ulama. Look at his prescription. He was called Hakimul Ummah. His Khalifa, Hafiz Juhudur from Bangladesh. Hafiz Juhudur is the name in which he used to be known. His full name is Muhammadullah. He is making his memorizing the Quran is a story unbelievable. He used to narrate it himself. How Hafiz Juhudur became a Hafiz. He used to say, I was a primary student. I finished class 5. Then my father took me to a madrasa in Noakhali. 1, 2, 3, 4. I changed 4 madrasas in 3, 4 years. Then he went to a dilapidated building. Not building, a house. I didn't attempt to memorize the Quran so far. You can easily understand, reading in school up to 5 years, 5 plus 5, 10 years, 4 years in madrasa, 13, 14 years. He was already about 13 years of age, but he didn't memorize the Quran. Here his teachers played a wonderful role. Very ordinary, primary level madrasa. But the teachers were dedicated. One teacher taught him, look, take respectfully every bit of paper, though it may not contain Quranic mentions or hadith, even if English is written, treat every piece of paper respectfully because it belongs to a class. Kagaz par Quran likha jata hai. Treat it respectfully. Number two, make dua to Allah frequently. Pray to Him in a language you speak with your dear mother. Ammi, mujhe de dena. Abba ko kahena ki mujhe de de. You do that. The father is treated slightly differently. Mother is so dear. You go to the parent's side. My mother, ammi, please do this for me. Tell father to give me this. Isn't that? That teacher of theirs taught them. Number one, show respect to every bit of paper, piece of paper. Number two, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way you talk to your mother, pray to Him. Allah, give me this. Oh Allah, make me a good boy. May I not be a bad one. May I be able to treat all my parents in the correct manner. Oh Allah, give me tawfiq so that I treat my fellow students in a correct manner. Making dua to him. Number three, the teacher, he visited Panipat in India few days earlier. He narrated them to this situation in Panipat. Panipat is a city where many big battles took place hundreds of years ago. But during the last century, it was the center of memorizing the Quran. Ashraf Ali Thanvi's famous saying, in Panipat, there were huffaz in every house, even girls. If a child is attained the age of 10 and he is not an hafiz, people would rebuke him. 10 saal ho gaya, abhi tak hafiz nahi bano? Budde ho ke hafiz banoge? You have attained 10 years of age, you have not become a hafiz. So he narrated the story of Panipat. Panipat is almost 1000 miles from Bangladesh. It's far north from Delhi, capital of India. So these three things. Respectfully touch every piece of paper. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you talk to your mother. Very close. Number three, he just narrated the story of Panipat. So this lad, for 13 years of age, Muhammadullah, he made intention, oh Allah, I want to be a hafiz. Number one, his father was a poor teacher. No means, not a single farthing. But he started making dua, oh Allah, take me to Panipat. Enable me to be a hafiz. Paise kaha? Panipat, Bangladesh, 1000 miles to the west, almost. But his only weapon was pain. Allah se rona. Allah mujhe le jaiye. Allah ma ke nahi jaan. Allah ma ke nahi jaan. This continues for months. He will speak to his parents, Abba, I will go to Panipat. How will you go, my dear son? You don't have any money. Mother would say the same thing. And one day he took a bag, 2 bits of clothing, and said, Amma, I am going to Panipat. Amma said, how will you go to Panipat? That was the means. He doesn't say anything. He started walking. He walked nearly 20 miles in 4 or 5 days. From his village, there is a town called Chandpur. He traveled this by walking. He would tell this story himself. I had the good fortune of repeating his story because his words would not be clear at old age. So we were given the responsibility of speaking the same thing in Bengali again, slightly more correctly, in correct pronunciation. He would say, I used to walk and when the evening came, I used to stay in a mosque. People would ask me, where are you going? I would tell them I would go to India. They wouldn't ask anymore. Have you taken any meal? No. They would take it into their houses. This tradition is there in the Muslim countries even now. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dhaifah. So this lad would be fed every night. Paise to ek bhi nahi hai. Masjid mein rehte the. Khana paate the. Priest Tanpur. A sea town from where ships would go to Gwalanda, another town. From Gwalanda, people would go by railway train to Calcutta. They have heard the name, very important city of India. From Calcutta, the train for Panipat would be available. There are many steps. This lad, he had only one weapon. Allah said, Rona. Allah mujhe le jaiye. I want to be a hafiz of your Quran. He would narrate this story again and again. And he told me, Mera kissa logon ko suna dena. Amar kotha manushir kase bhalo kore koiya dien. Allahu Akbar. In his old days, he would insult and narrate. And because I was his sub-narrator, I would pronounce the words more clearly, repeat what he said. He would ask me, Amar kotha manushir sundar kore koiya dien. Speak to people narrating my story clearly. A time came when he felt, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. So he used to narrate this. So he came to Changpur. No way out. How can he go to the ship? No fare available. Then one day he found a fair-colored young boy. He was not a Bangladeshi. He talked with him and he found that he was from Delhi. Delhi is about 900 miles. He could choose to pass over the Bhakti Shuruvi. Patatala, this young boy has been taken from Delhi to Bangladesh. Just a man dressed like a Maulvi, but an ugly person. Paise, baap se paise lene ke liye. So he said, I have tried many times to escape, but I have not been able to. Every time I go out, that Maulvi catches me. So the two lads made mashwara among themselves. The fellow from Delhi, young boy, asked Muhammadullah from Bangladesh, you are a native boy, can you take me by any secret route? So the normal route was going by a ship from Changpur to Gwalanda. And from Gwalanda they would take the train. Hafizji Huzur gave the advice, you traverse the path the way I came back from my home. No trains, walking. If you go to the south side of Bangladesh and then you move westward and you start walking, you can reach a town called Khulna. There is a railway line at Khulna. From Khulna it goes north to Jessore. The train to Calcutta is available from Jessore. Look at his plan. 13, 14 years of age. Never went out of Changpur. So the two went just like that. They walked all the way down. The same passage which moved northwards. They came beside a big river, almost 12 miles wide. They crossed it. Then they started walking. Almost 50 miles towards the west. They reached Khulna. Here one day, Hafizji Huzur used to say, I saw the boy being caught by a Maulvi Sahib and he started crying, oh, I have been caught again. Allah jane how he could reach that town. So his companion was gone. He said, I was put alone again. So long this young boy from Delhi used to pay for the fares and boats, etc. She was alone, but his prayers continued. Allah, I have come to Khulna, my friend has been taken back, he has been caught. She started walking again. Paisa to nahi hai. From Khulna to Mujassor is a distance of 36 miles. Previously he walked about 20 miles, now it's a longer distance. He started walking. Every night in the evening he would be given food by other people. When he approached Jessore, the town where from he could get a train, paisa to nahi hai. He was bitten by a dog. Wo kehte the, kutta ne kamraya aur mera rasta Allah ne khol diya. Biting by the dog became a means of his getting the whole fare from the British government. In Jessore he was taken to the hospital. The doctor said, the vaccine for treatment of dog biting has just been discovered. This is given by British government. It was the early 1910-11, before the First World War. So the treatment is available only in one hospital. It is away from Delhi. Kasturi was the place. The treatment is given in Kasturi. So every patient from anywhere in India will be given the return fare to Kasturi and back. And Kasturi is just, Panipat is touched by the Kasturi buses. Unimaginable. That is how he traveled. He used to say, after about 2 days of journey we reached Panipat. I saw the name. I got down from the train. This is my dear Panipat. And then I felt I must go for treatment first. So I went to Kasturi, had the treatment, came back, again came out of the train at Panipat. Now that teacher of his who narrated the story, he used to also say about a particular Qari Abdul Salam. He is still alive, he is a very great Qari and Hafiz. So he came out of the train, came out of the station, asked people, I want to go to Qari Abdul Salam's Hifz Khana. So the people told him, go to area Ansar, Mahalla Ansar jao. The area where Qari Abdul Salam used to stay was called Mahalla Ansar. He ran there, asking people, talk to him. I am Muhammadullah from Bangladesh. I want to make him study the Quran, memorize the Quran. He looked at him from head to toe, because no Bengali student ever read there in that madrasa. It's a far distance. Then he said, no, I will not admit you. We have the return ticket. If the students use the asa, they will fly away, he will flee. So he came out of the madrasa. He told himself, just because the return ticket is with me, Qari Abdul Salam has not admitted me. So he tore off the ticket, return ticket, and went back. Huzur, I have torn it to pieces. I have no way out to go to Bangladesh. Please admit me. The Ustad ne dekha aur kaha ki Ajib, Ajib kisa, chalo. He admitted him. In 3.5 years, he became a Hafiz. This man used to be called Hafiz Jihudud. I saw him at his old age. Reciting the Quran, making a khatam every 3 days. What is the name? Hafiz Jihudud. I will only narrate his story. What is the name? Hafiz Jihudud. He memorized it at Panipat. There one day Hafiz Jihudur met Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Ramatullah. He used to visit the whole of India. Qari Abdul Salam presented him. Hazrat, this is Muhammadullah from Bangladesh. He has been memorizing the Quran here for the last 3 years. Ghar nahi jata. Abba amma se khat nahi bhejta. Qari Abdul Salam talked lovingly to Ashraf Ali Thanvi. Ashraf Ali Thanvi patted him on the back. Come near me. Samjhega. Jab khod baap hoga. Hafiz used to say. He rebuked mildly. You are not sending a letter to your parents? With what love and affection they treat you. So his saying was, samjhega. Jab khod baap hoga. You understand when you become a father yourself, how it affects the parents. If a child is absent from him, doesn't send a letter, doesn't send any information. So he started getting letters from the day. Then he entered into the madrasa at Saharanpur. Saharanpur Satara had this key. This is the initial story of Hafiz Jihudud. How he became a Hafiz. Then he became an alim. He was from Saharanpur, Mazahirul Ulum. So Hafiz Jihudud Rahmatullah Alayhi came in contact with Ashraf Ali Thanvi while he just finished memorizing the Holy Quran. That was the starting point. At Saharanpur he used to go every weekend, walking a long distance, to Ashraf Ali Thanvi's place at Thanavun. And Hafiz Jihudud all along his talking was, whatever I have received is because of my companionship with Ashraf Ali Thanvi. Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, the great person, he would say, whatever I do, whatever I talk to you, is all because of the blessings of Haji Sahib. Who is Haji Sahib? Haji Imdadullah Muhajir-e Makki. Mentor of Ashraf Ali Thanvi. His name was Haji Imdadullah Muhajir-e Makki. So they were alims. They were peoples of Allah. Allah wale the. Hafiz Jihudud Rahmatullah Alayhi was a famous person in Bangladesh. He taught hadith at Lal Bagh Madrasa. At the age of 80 he participated in the elections in Bangladesh, presidential elections. There was a lot of criticism. This old man, he has crossed 80, now he's participating in election. He has never done any politics. There was criticism in the media, there was criticism among the ulama. We, his khadims, also started to oppose him. Please don't go in this field. Uska kehna tha, no, I have to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased if I do. Mujhe unko razi karna hai. Ek hi baat. If you want to help me. Otherwise, leave me alone. We helped him. We were very close to him. But the main point is, what he used to say in his election speeches was very important. If Allah makes me a president of Bangladesh in this election, what shall I do first? I will establish a model for Kania Madrasa in every village, 68,000 villages of Bangladesh. This was again criticized by the first group. What is the first group? English educated Muslims. Our group. You are the second group. Look at the two groups of Muslims according to Ashraf Ali Thanvi. Those who are not alims, but remain with ulama. English educated, God fearing Muslims. But in the second group, ulama. The first group doesn't show proper respect to the second group. Mauka milne se bas, Maulvi aisa karte hain, Maulvi aisa karte hain. They talk against the Maulvi, they don't show proper respect. So Hafiz was very much criticized. He is participating in national elections. And look at his sayings. He says he will establish Furqani Madrasa. Kaam nahi paya. Mulla dohte hai masjid tak, Hafiz Huzur dohte hai maktab tak. We have to see what his aim was. Because he was just repeating, Khairukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamah. This saying of his is what I want to transfer to you. If I become the president of Bangladesh, what work shall I do first? I will establish model for Qurani Madrasa in all villages. There are almost 68,000 villages. So this is the saying of Hafiz Jesus. Reputation of Khairukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamah. Now look at his mentor, Ashraf Ali Thanvi. His famous saying, which this professor has translated. Is zamane mein madarese diniya kaim karne se badhkar koi ibadat nahi. Who's saying is this? And who used to quote this? His Khalifa, Muhammadullah. I am the hearer. I heard and I am now talking to you. Hafiz Huzur, talk to me. Mere kissa logon ko achhi tarah se suna dena. So telling you this story. So I was very close to this great person, Hafiz Ji Huzur, in 1980 during Hajj. Again in 1985 during his visit to England. I was his khadim in 1980 in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. Then I became a khadim in 85 again in London, Birmingham, Bradford, Brighton. He visited four cities. He participated in the election and became a very renowned person throughout the whole world. He was invited to visit England. So mera kissa do number. In England, we stayed for about a month. We stayed at London, Birmingham, Bradford, Stafford. We got very warm reception in every town. The story I want to relate particularly is the story just at the end of the visit. I was an assistant professor at Buet. My vice chancellor was Dr. Abdul Mateen Patwari, very famous person. He was a very dear teacher also. So I approached him, mujhe jana hai, Hafiz Huzur ke saath. Please give me leave for 1 month. He said, I will not allow you leave. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, every day I go to him, he said, no. He used to know him. It's a mysterious story. So after 5 days, I just wrote a small paper. I hereby resign from Buet. I am no longer an assistant professor. I didn't give it to the vice chancellor. The next man after him is the dean of engineering faculty. I didn't give it to him. I just left it on the table of the head of the department. Dr. Fazlur Rahman. I made a passport as a businessman went away. So Huzur ko ye malum tha. London mein mahine khatam hote hi, 1 month was over during our visit. One morning he asked me, you have left your job for me, you have resigned to it as an assistant professor. What could I do? Because you would not give me leave, Vice Chancellor. What will you do after you go back? Hafiz Huzur asked me. I said, I am not afraid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me confidence. Kuch karke khayenge. Now what he said at England, sitting in a house in East London, kuch der chup rahe. Mere zabat sunke. Then he said, the Siyatul Kitab Guluk Poyra, he was a Bangladeshi. The Siyatul Kitab Guluk Poyra Falan. Alam Hon, Nijam Arsakura Falan. Read the books in the curriculum of Qawmi Madrasa, Qawmi Syllabus, Deobandi Syllabus. Be an Alam. Because he knew I am not an Alam, I am an engineer, engineering professor, assistant professor. In London he is telling me, the Siyatul Kitab Guluk Poyra Falan. Study the books which are usually taught in Qawmi Nisab, Deobandi curriculum, be an alim, Madrasa Kura Poran, aap khod معلم بن کے پڑھائیے لوگوں کو. He came back, the Vice Chancellor himself called me. He was a very dear teacher of mine, and also my boss now. Hamidur Rahman, what have you done? Do people resign like this? You have to apply in the proper manner. The leave has to be sanctioned, then you can go. Do you know I can punish you now? It's up to you whether you punish me or do whatever you wish. I don't kick over. What will you do now? I said, I have resigned. That is not my question. You tell me. He said, apply for leave. I applied for leave, full 1 month leave with honor, granted with full pay. It's a naukri, chulani. I wanted to leave, I couldn't leave. That was in 85. I worked another 10 years, 95. Lekin ye kissa mujhe kehna hai, I became a very dear one of Hafiz Huzur. In Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, he was so happy with my khidmah. It's a blessing from Allah. You talk on my face. आपने मुझे बहुत खिदमत किया, मैं बहुत राजी हूँ आपसे. Can you imagine what a blessing it is from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala? Then one night at Madina Sharif, at Tahajjud time, we could not get the stick. Asa milta nahi, khadim bhi pata nahi, makhdum bhi pata nahi. He told me, I don't need the stick, you are my stick, you are my life stick. Zinda lathi, tu mera zinda lathi hai, zinda asa hai. मुझे नहीं चाहिए. That was in 80. In 81 he performed the elections. In elections he declared, Hamidur Rahman is my Aminul Mal, the faithful one for the world. पैसे आता था ना जगह-जगह से. So I got so close to him. Now in 1985 in England he tells me, Hamidur Rahman, तुमको तो मैं बहुत प्यार करता हूँ, लेकिन किस्मत तो इस पर नहीं है, किस्मत तो मौलवी बनने में है. किस्मत कहाँ है? मैं जितना तुमको मेरा जिंदा लाती कहूँ, he once gave me a kiss on my forehead. He gave me a kiss on my forehead. Why? Because we went to him and remained with him for the last 10 days of Ramadan. We attended a special training, the Muallim stage, Nurani training. Quran सिखाने के लिए उस्तादे लेते हैं. तो मुझे भी लेने का मौका हुआ. After that, I used to teach in my own area, in a maktab. Somebody reported this to him. Hamidur Rahman is a Christian professor of Buet. He attended the Ramzan course of Muallims at Kamrangichar. He himself teaches Alif Ba Ta Sa to the boys. He was so happy, he called, don't drew me close to him like this and kissed my forehead. That was in 76. I got a kiss. For what reason? Because he heard that Hamidur Rahman teaches in the Maktab with the Muallims. That was in 76. In 80 I performed Hajj. In 81 I walked with him election. In 85 in London he tells me, Hamidur Rahman, तुम तो आलम नहीं बना. Paralyzed the fortune. मेरा किस में ये आलम बनने में. अभी he compared this with Hazrat Maulana Asraf Ali Thanvi saying, which I heard from his own face, own mouth. इस जमाने में मदारे से दीनिया कायम करने से बढ़कर कोई इबादत नहीं. Who said this? अच्छा वाली था. Who quoted this? Hafiz Huzur. Now I am repeating this in London for you. This in New York for you. Another saying of अच्छा वाली थांडी. Usually the ulama are looked down upon. They are not given due respect. Those in English education, in factories, in establishments, in government offices, who are in high positions, they don't show proper respect to the ulama. They say, this mullah, kya karte hain, productive koi kaam sahi nahi kar rahe. Isn't the way they react to us? My sons became huffaz, Allah ka shukar hai. Once I was traveling from Jeddah to Dhaka. On the train, one of my old friends caught me. You have to reply to Allah. For what you did? Maine kaha, what shall I have to reply? You are an electrical engineer? पांच लड़के किसी को भी तुमने इलेक्ट्रिकल इंजीनियर नहीं बनाया, सबको हाफिज बनाया, मौलवी बनाया. खुदा से जवाब दोगे? I said, I have done this to reply to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. He said, what? Because he charged me, he replied to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. My answer was, I have done this to reply to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So he was astonished. What do you mean? I said, मैं तो जूते लेके उलमा के पीछे दौड़ा. I am a carrier of shoes of the ulama. मैं उलमा के जूता लेने वाला हूँ. اللہ نے اس موقع سے مجھے یہ قسمت میں دیا, یقین ڈالا کہ کام تو ایک ہی ہے, قرآن کے ساتھ رہنا. That is why I gave my chance all to the madrasa, so that I can reply to him on the day of Qiyamah, Allah, you gave me the opportunity of remaining with the ulama, and therefore I gave my sons to the madrasa, they have all become hafiz, they have all become alim. So I have done this to reply to him. He became extremely sad. Now so, plane mein main ja raha hoon aur wo usme pooch raha hai, khuda se jawab doge, jawab doge. So doing this is affection but no knowledge. So, sochte hain ki kya khayega, kahan padta hai aapka ladka, uska naam, are kya kiya aapne, kya khayega. That is the common question. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi gives the reply. Na, khane ke bagair nahi marega tumhara ladka. Haan, ye baat sahi hai, kam khayega. Tumhare Rasool kitna khate the? How much the Prophet used to eat? Rasool ke sahabe kitna khate the? Hame aakhirat mein khana hai ki nahi? Tum apne ladko ko leke kya kar rahe ho? Kitna khila rahe ho duniya mein? آخرت کے کھانے کا کیا خبر ہے؟ یہ اشرف علی تھانوی کے جواب ہے. کہتے ہیں نا کیا کھائے گا, کیا کھائے گا. اشرف علی تھانوی gave the reply. Now the last comment of his, I finish with this. The ulama are not shown the proper respect. Usual comment of the first group and Muslims in general, کیا کرتے ہیں یہ مولوی لوگ, خود بھی productive نہیں کر رہے ہیں, قرآن سکھاتے ہیں وہ بھی سکھاتے ہیں, بیکار کام. They show some respect to ulama of repute who teach in muhaddis, mufassir, mudarris. Jo muallim hai, unse sabse zyada unusual attitude is shown. Maulvi sahab maktab mein padhate, toota phata kutta, the house is a chattered house. But he said, I say, these people are the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't show them respect. The watch of Islam, the clock of Islam, has been turning for the 1400 years just because of these people. They are the people of Allah. Hussein, Ashraf Ali Thanvi. Ab socho, mujhe to tum kaha tha, kaun Musliman Maulana Thanvi ka nahi pehchanta? Was I not addressed by the Urdu speaking person in Madina Sharif? That was in 80. Now it is 2012. How many years after that? 20 plus 12, 32 years. I have had opportunities to be with the ulama very much. I consider this as the most important event of my life. It's my fortune. I am not an alim, but I love the ulama. And what did our Prophet say? Fazlul alimi ala al-abidi kafadli ala adnakum. There are many hadiths. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But the verse is preceded by أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَا اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. یہ کہنا کیوں؟ Then هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. معنی کیا ہے؟ علماء کو چاہیے کہ اس کا مصداق بنے. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنا اللیل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. اللہ ہمیں توفیق نصیب کرے. پانچ بج گیا, پتا نہیں مجھے آپ کو یہ قصہ پسند آیا کہ نہیں. اللہ ہمیں عمل کی توفیق نصیب کرے, اور میں یہ دعا مانگتا ہوں کہ اللہ مجھے علماء کے جوتا بہتے بہتے لیتے لیتے قبر میں جانے کے توفیق دے, ایمان سے دنیا سے لے جائے. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین.
جزاکم اللہ خیر الجزا واحسن الجزا. بھئی کیا سیکھا ہم نے؟ ایک ہے کتاب اللہ اور ایک ہے رجال اللہ. ہاں